One caravan's on the mountains, one caravan's from the sea, one caravan's made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One caravan's from the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one caravan. One caravan heals the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
Yahweh, did he know that around 2000, give or take a few years, and here we are in 2011, going on toward 12, and time could be off that much anyway, did he know around the turn of the century, the 2000 year mark, that we would have what is called a point of crossing astrologically or astronomically? Did he know that we were in this time when we've got all of these combinations, factors, being factored in with chaotic uncertainty, world filled with despair, men hating each other, you know, especially Israelites. You get 10 of them together and you got 15 different ways of looking at things. It's ridiculous how uncertain and chaotic and despaired and things have gone for us and are going. And so we're going to look at we always take the pessimistic route. We're fatalistic. We think that the world's going to end just tomorrow. And it's not going to continue after 2012, and this is it. You hear the people talking about that. And it's possible that the world could end tonight. We don't have another promise that we can be certain about in the next 5 seconds. We really don't. Your day may end tonight. My day may end tonight. Yahweh could come for us at a time that we're not looking for it. So then the Bible said to be looking for it. Now, you just don't go out there and stand and look up into heaven, because the Bible says that the kingdom cometh not with observation. The kingdom's been here for 2,000 years. After 2,000 years, at the point of crossing, let's say, give or take a few years, that we're on time track, and that the third day he will raise us up. Are we fixing to enter into a golden age? Now, the ancient Mayas developed what is called a highly advanced calendar, and the calendar is a very important tool for man to use, believe it or not, because it can be prophetic. If you follow the calendar, which is the subject that we're teaching tomorrow night on WWCR at 9 o'clock, prime time, Eastern Standard Time, you don't want to miss that program, make a memo or write it down, a note to yourself, that we'll be on the calendar issues tomorrow night, Yahweh willing, and we are very appreciative of another hour that we can give of our time to contact you via shortwave radio and, of course, WWCR and WWRB are two of the giants in the industry worldwide, and both of them in the state of Tennessee. It's something to behold to be right close to the station where we're at. We're just a few miles up the road from Brother Dave, and, of course, Nashville is just a few miles down the road toward Nashville, and we're so thankful that we've got two outlets here, first class, worldwide first class. I call it the jewels of the South. I just don't know what else to call them. They are the transmitting worldwide day by day, and it costs a lot of money to keep these transmitters going. So if you have any special tithing that you can throw down Dave's way at WWRB, it would be very much appreciative because Dave works for his living. This is part of his ministry is to let people come on at half price on WWRB to transmit. WWCR is twice the cost of WWRB. So this is a wonderful, something, it's a sacrifice. It's something that Dave takes real serious. If you've ever heard him preach, that boy can go get it. And he can tell it like it is, and he does tell it like it is, and that's what we need to know. And so then, the ancient Mayas, when they developed this calendar, we'll talk a little bit more about it as we go on here, the end date, that's what everybody's focusing on. We've got these doomsday prophets that are saying, oh, it's going to be over on 20 and 12, and maybe a little bit before. Matter of fact, I've got a book that talks about the end time, and it's a sure thing. This man is putting his whole reputation saying that it's a fact that the world will end basically in a what is called a global catastrophe with a comet or a large heavenly body that's going to crash into Earth and end all life on Earth as we know it. Now, we know that we've had some devastating earthquakes, famines, floods, like you will not believe. California, I've got friends that live there, and they tell me that, man, California has been devastated. And fires, for the last 5 or 6 years, we've had fires of a magnitude that's unthinkable. Now we have, with no vegetation, when it rains, the hills wash away. We've got all kinds of problems. Look at Brazil. Just south, going right on down to South America, we have unprecedented floods. Go to down under. We have unprecedented floods. I mean, it's unbelievable. And so then, the end date of the Mayan calendar is December the 21st, at 20 and 12, 11, 11. That's a trigger. And we talked about 11, 11 and its emphasis of what it's trying. It's like a code. Everybody is aware, especially in these digital clocks and things that we have around to remind us of 11-11. I don't know where it comes up to where it's just the 1-1-1-1. And this month, we just passed the 1-1-1-1, the 5-1s, and we spoke about that several weeks ago. So we're just inundated with the end time reminders. Many people have speculated that this is a date that will truly be the end of humanity, or it will spell out a beginning, a new beginning for humanity. Now, which one is it going to be? Let me interject a prophecy. The time will come. Now, more and more people are talking about the end. And people are going to be disappointed because it's going to be that they predict the end so many times that they were wrong, that they're going to begin to say, people are going to begin, like, they're going to get apathetic, just like it was Y2K. Now people won't already put up a ear of corn, and if you do, it's GMO to the point you probably kill you if you eat it. So we're damned if we do. We're caught in the middle. We're in chaotic uncertainties. We are facing some of the greatest earth changes that we've ever known. And it's all happening right here in the point of crossing of 20 and 12, which is an astrological sign of the point of crossing, where I told you last night that it's the dark hole underneath the Milky Way, and the light of the Milky Way is going to trigger, you know, the devil, the Bible says that the devil hates light. And he likes to hide in the dark. And so then, by being hid in the darkness, Yahweh's going to have to, at some point in time, and what a better time, that as we cross the dark hole, does Satan live in one of these wormholes? Has he been bound, according to the Bible, out into the deep? Is he going to surface? Is he going to be exposed? Is his time up that he has to come on the earth and show himself? And you know he's got a plan. He's going to come in as God. He's going to come in as the Mighty One, as God sitting in a temple. He likes glory. He likes praise. He likes honor. But before that, he's going to have to convince the world that we probably need to reduce the population with a war. You know, Satan and his minions, they love blood, a blood fest. What would pump them up and get them ready to go any more than a world war to expunge the world of all the undesirables, unfits, and that'll be your young son that goes and fights for the country. We've been so dumbed down. In the 8th century, the Mayans predicted that white-skinned, bearded gods would arrive from across the sea. Now, let me show you how advanced these people were. That's one of their prophecies in the Mayan prophecies. We're going to give you some of the Hopi Indian prophecies also here. On March the 5th, 1519, on the precise date that they had predicted, Cortez and his conquistadors arrived in the New World and conquered with 600 men, he conquered the New World. It's unbelievable. And the reason why is because the people was reading the prophecies that these white-skinned gods would be their saviors. They took it to be. They added, you know, that was their consensus thought, that these white-bearded gods that would arrive. And so when they did, they thought they were gods. The angel coming back. Now, notice also that the Hopi Indian believes that 20 and 12 will be a critical, pivotal time in human history. The Hopis are sages and their prophets believe that the world or the human race has been created and destroyed four times already. The Hopi now believe that we will be transitioning into the fifth world, which according to them will not be a world based on materialism and greed, but will be based off the spirituality and love. Now before that is going to happen, this golden age, I do believe that that's coming. I've long predicted that, but I believe the sequence is that first we're going to have a final world war to thin down the population a little bit. We're going to have mass resistance. You can see it being set up right now. You can see the governments with the United States in leadership becoming the little horn, the little lamb that sprouted horns and become a ram. A goat, if you will, goat nature, a goat spirit. We're the largest manufacturer of sin on the planet. We lead the world. We lead the nations of the world. All nations combined doesn't come close to the sin, the things that we generate and distribute across the world. And how we're still blessed is one of the marvels of the thing, but they believe the Mayans do, or the Hopi Indian believes that this world based off materialism and greed will end. Now, can you see that in the near future? That's why the world's not going to end. We've got a long way to go to get there, but there has to be a starting point at the beginning of the end. Not the end, the beginning of the end. Now, we have the people that have looked at this chart that was developed by I Ching, by Terence McKenna of the ancient divination book that in the 21st century, the I Ching Book of Changes begins to dip downwards. And it dips down into infamy as of December the 21st, 20 and 12. Again, pessimistic view. Instead of the Hopis, who says that we're going to have the beginning of the fifth dimensional exchange with the spiritual is taken over from materialism. Well, if we go back 2,000 years ago, it was the end of materialism. The apostles sold what they had. The folks that followed them sold what they had it in a commune. That's where the word communism came from, by the way. They had all things in common, communism. And as with all who rule or are looked to, we know that they brought their possessions and laid it down at the apostles' feet. Well, Peter evidently didn't put it in his pocket like these Christian evangelists do. These are some of the biggest jokes in the world on worldwide television. They are constantly wanting to grow bigger, and once they do, let's look at, I'll get into naming some of them. You already know them. So these points of radical changes on Earth in terms of consciousness. Now, it may be possible that here at 20 and 12, we will begin to see what kind of a wicked life we've lived or been caused to live, and that we will recover slowly. It's going to be a slow process. Could take 1,000 years. But we have a Webbot Alta report accurately predicted the BP Gulf oil catastrophe even before it occurred, and said that it may cause one of the largest single human depopulation events in history. The Webbot, dated June the 21st in 2010, predicts, now listen to what it predicts, that 1,000,000,289 plus will die from the catastrophic effects of the April the 20th BP oil spill and related environmental impacts in a period started in mid-July 2010. Now, that was a prophecy that is what they do. They monitor all of the Internet talk words. They take words that is spoken on the Internet and group them together, and they frame that out as the dominant words dominate. They put these in, and then this is what they came out with, that we're headed toward possibly 1.5 billion people killed. Now, when you look at that, that don't seem like that happened. But the far-reaching implications of what we are now experiencing in weather changes around the world, and that this was a detailed plan by those who were seeking to destroy the very elect, either through war, germ warfare, nuclear testing, atomic testing. We know that they'll use anything for a guinea pig as long as it's not them. We admitted that we had tested atomic fallout radiation on people that lived in Utah and Nevada and out in the testing. And of course it got in the atmosphere and it wreaked havoc around the world. Just like the Gulf oil spill has now, this is proven fact scientifically, that it's warmed, or it's cooled the water down, the Gulf, that goes north or around into Europe and in various places through the North Atlantic and crossing at the top of the Earth, causing global warming. And I know a lot of people, you know, I could say right down here in Tennessee, we've had the coldest December we've ever had. That don't mean that it ain't warm at the North Pole. Did you know that animals now migrate north instead of coming south? South getting colder and north getting warmer. That is true. So we need to keep our eyes open, and there could be 1 billion people in Europe into Russia that could starve to death because of these weather changes. Because some have said it's because that Europe did not sign on to the wishes of America to take or forced to take the GMO seeds that was offered or forced upon them, and they refused them, and this is retaliatory until we learn, or they learn in this case, and when they learn, we have to learn, because no man's an island unto himself, and everything that they start, we don't really know what the end consequences are going to be. It's not going to be good. Mass consciousness, that's what I'm going to talk about, can direct all activity on earth at any time. As a man thinketh, so he is. Now, when it gets to be a mass thinking, it's going to happen. In the last days, it's already been prophesied that there's going to be chaotic times, there's going to be earthquakes, there's going to be famine, there's going to be pestilence. One-third of the people died on the earth. That's about 1.5 billion people. And the consequences of that could affect half of the rest of the population who would never recover, because this mass consciousness breeds a mass karma that has to be paid back. All the blood that's been shed upon this earth is going to be held accountable in karma. We're going to have to pay it. Somebody's going to have to pay it. Say, it ain't going to be me, glory to God, because I can never kill nobody. When you trace your ancestors back and the evil and all the bloodletting, you're directly responsible as offspring from that consciousness at that time that's got to be paid back. Now, notice this. This is alarming when I read this in my research. A NASA press announcement on December the 16th in 2008 revealed that a giant breach had been found in the Earth's magnetic field. The magnetic field shields the Earth from the solar wind, which consists of plasma energy transmitted from the sun. For the entire duration of the next solar cycle, especially during its peak, plasma energy will pour into the breach, which is 4 times larger than the Earth. Oh, my. Each individual's bioelectrical system will become increasingly charged as the sun ramps up its outpouring of plasma. As bioelectrical systems are charged, that's what brings stress, tension, guilty conscience. So this energy will pour through the breach, and it will cause each bioelectrical system to be charged, and this again will feel this most immediately, the people will, in the nervous system of the sensitivity, because we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we must give an account. And we think that we're going to wait for some big day in the sky that we're going to go up and be judged, and God's merciful and gracious, and he can be talked. You can make excuses for what you've done, because you weren't directly responsible. You just did what everybody else did, and would he please forgive you? See, that's what people think, that the system of Christianity works like that. It don't work like that, ladies and gentlemen. You are an individual that must give an account, because you're going to reap what you sow. Whatever you sow in this life has to be reaped. And you're the responsible one, and your sins are going to find you out, as well as your blessings. So it's time that we cleaned up our auras from this negative energy. Quit hating. Quit using spite. Quit using jealousy and envy and strife, especially in the ones who matter to Yahweh. A lot of people don't matter because they're born to be evil. And a lot of the true people, or the good people, are so affected by the nervous energies and the surges of this breach of plasma energy that causes the negativity. I can tell if a person's got negativity in their plasmic field, because I can see auras. around people. I can see, you can see it if you'll watch for it. I mean, the contrast is evident that that person's mood is reflected and it's plasmic energy that evokes all of the sons of light. And so if you're caught up in this, that's why the Bible said, don't be caught up eating and drinking with the drunken that are being negatively charged with these breaches of magnetic field energy that you can't escape from. So the best way is to meditate, to pray, and to fast, and to keep yourself clean. Go through a cleansing process every once in a while. Give your body time to rest and to recover. A time, now listen to me well, because I'm going to get into just a little bit of things that could be perceived as being a little bit deep. A time is coming when all of the sons of light will see past all the lies, the deceit, the greed, and the artificial power structure that has governed the earth for thousands of years, and a time when there will be no more secrets, and humans will gather and embrace who and what they really are, and the universe will assist us in the process with these psychological effects that are coming through solar plasmic energy to prove you. Be not associated with sons of darkness. Don't get caught up in politics. You know, if you want to ruin your aura of light, you know, just get caught up in politics and who's running the earth and all this. It's a surge in electrical energy that the mass consciousness on the planet and human bioelectrical systems will directly influence the relationships and communications between people on the art of leading into light as opposed to being led for thousands of years into darkness by the children of darkness. That influence, we're going to go through these tiny bioelectrical signals called, that I've taught on in the past, that we're coming through the photon belt. And we're entering into an energy era, yeah? Instead of being so negative, as the bad rises, so does the good. It rains on the just and the unjust. Choose this day which you'll serve. And so then, the signals that enable the brain neurons to communicate, called brain cycles, and remember I told you that we got 6 in a divided brain, 6 to one side and 6 to the other, and we've only got 2 strands of DNA attached to each of those brain lobes. We've got 1 right and 1 left. We've got 1 dark and 1 light. We got 1 up and 1 down. We got 1 in and 1 out. We're always confused. We are not able to communicate with the inward man, but the outer man, we're operating during waking time. Our brain cycles typically operate using 2 brain wave states. The beta is where our brain's electrical signals operate between 14 and 40 cycles per second, or hertz, and represents a state of high mental activity typically associated with stress. Alpha brainwave states operate at 7.5 to 14 cycles per second and represent a relaxed state of mind. Lower brainwave states, which is theta, is 4.75 hertz, and delta is 0.5, and our physically inactive state, such as deep thought, meditation, and sleep. Now, everybody is basically operating in a beta, a state of high mental activity, typically caught up in the affairs of this world. And so where most of us is operating at the 1440 cycles per second, our mind is in a whiz, time's in a whiz, we can't slow it down, and we don't know how to move into alpha brainwave state. Now, some of the masters and some of those who are trained or some of those who have found the way to take a deep breath and relax, and then we enter what is called the ultimate alpha brain at A. Position A is the fifth spiritual subconscious mind that we all have and lost. We all have a capability of operating at 7.5 per cycle, and that would relax our state of mind. Like Yahweh told me years and years ago, and I was so stressed, I was taking literally everything in the Bible. I was trying to bring and win people and do as much work as I could, and Yahweh told me, be still, Psalms 46:10, I had to go and learn how to be still. That's the ultimate. It is the alpha brain wave patterns that produce being still. To hear what the Spirit says. Do not be caught up in the thunder and the lightning of the daily activity. The highest recorded brainwave state is gamma, 40 plus, represents bursts of insight and has been increasingly observed in the use of higher cognitive abilities by children. Did you hear what he said? Unless you all became children, you wouldn't enter in? The gamma. Now you've heard of gamma waves. These are energy fields that your mind practically has to go into trance state or long sustained periods of fasting to get the plasmic energy and the people's brainwave states that will necessary be affected with these four different states of being. Beta, which is what we call the lower state, and the alpha, the theta, and the gamma. So those four states of mind are going to play pivotal roles in the coming days when the children of light will shine in the daytime and not run with the beta thinking of those who are controlled by the darker powers. It's real easy to get caught up. They are constantly bringing up, well, did you hear what's on the news today? Well, not what was on the news. Well, 20 people got shot and killed by some lunatic. What's the world coming to? Well, it's because they're controlled by these lower frequencies of these 14 to 40 cycles per second, and it's a state of high mental activity associated with stress. You know what the Bible said? The day will come that the dominant thinking of the mass of consciousness will be stress, their hearts failing them for fear of looking after those things that's coming. In other words, the government that seeks to control you, you ain't got no food. We've had a raise in oil prices today. It's going to cost you more to fuck. Well, we just get all stressed out. We have to light up 2 cigarettes, drink 3 beers, and drink a gallon of liquor or something to counter it, or take a pill. Today it's pill. Big deal, still. By keeping the key of those able to express the body's increased nervous energy in constructive ways. When I say constructive ways, I mean for you to get this ability to easily switch between gamma and alpha brain waves, and that will lead to greater creative insight, because if you follow the beta wave, or the normal thinking of the world, the stress thinking, get into a negative mind, fill your aura with negative thoughts.
Oh, that is the world. Don't come around me. Don't call me. I don't feel like talking to you.
And stuff like that. It's a shame how we're controlled by the darkness by the children of darkness. I'm talking about children of light. The dumb sheep following the wolves. And we're mind controlled, and we're eaten alive. Now, if we keep the key to benefiting from these increased gamma brain waves, we're going to become viable to be able to calmly integrate new insights into our lives in positive ways. There's nothing good. A stockade, instead of being scared to death and talking about it like talk radio talks about, well, they're building prisons. What are we going to do? Maybe the best thing that ever happened to you. If I take you off the 9-to-5 route, seeking the world, trying to run it down the aisles of Wally World, and see how much money you can spend in a shopping spree, drunk, on nervous state, running to the lowest gas station and get your daily fill. But even radio now tells you where, and television. Well, right here in Dalton, Georgia, let's say, well, I'm going to tell you where you can buy your cheapest gas. And we all heard like a herd of buffaloes. We run over there. And by that time, they've raised it back up, and you're caught, you're there, you jump out before you even look, as I like the old saying, you leap before you look, and we're caught up again in these constant mind games of the beta wave brain signals controlled by the children of darkness. Let's get into the gamma. Let's get into a spiritual state, the fifth dimension. Now, there is a possibility coming soon in this solar maximum, in this critical time of the year 2012, which is an astrological sign of the crossing, where darkness and light is going to meet. Now, who's going to win? It's the animal that you feed inside. If it's the animal of darkness and the beta, or is it the alpha wave that will lead to a higher path to the gamma? Let's put down all dark, negative thinking, quit worrying about what the world's got to offer and the things of the world, and deal with this, the time, catch the wave, in other words, coming across by keeping a calm, open mind, being creative in what the kingdom expects from us. Don't worry about what you put on. Don't worry about what you eat. Don't worry about the things of the world. And it's easy for us to get into that. And we're living right now at the end of the Mayan grand cycle, which is the period of a 5,125 year wave history. Now notice this prophecy. Daniel spoke of 5,120 years of a punishment set upon the people of Yahweh, and then there shall arise. Ladies and gentlemen, can't you feel it rising in the age of Aquarius? It's not all going to be bad. Yes, there's going to be famine. There's going to be pestilence. There's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be fear. Men's hearts failing them. I just spent the last hour approximately telling you that that's the age that everybody expects. Now, if you could set your mind on higher things, make your mind an instrument that is fitting into the planetary equation on Earth, that we realize that consciousness and harmonious interconnectedness is the only way to solidify our new state and culture as we continue to live on this beautiful planet. We get up and we look at the great things that Yahweh's made for us. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. And yet, most of the time, we are in a negative mood. And we pass it on. We don't realize we're doing it because we're in a beta state. And that's the way you're supposed to do in a beta state. If you get into the higher states, then you would know that our destiny is to reign with Him. Come up here. Now, come up here means to being conscious of the inward mind or the fifth dimensional mind. That's the first level. And that will be challenged by darkness, but that's when you see the light the brightest. The concentration camps could do you good. Because you'd at least have time to quiet your mind, accept your fate, and live in that state of mind. By changing your state of mind, you change your surroundings. It's going to take a lot of that to get us surrounded, or to get us, if you will, out of the situation that we're in. Out of this chaotic world filled with despair and agony. Seems like that's a song that used to be very popular on Hee Haw. Let's change our thinking to a positive state of mind, and let's work toward, if you will, the time where Yahweh will give us a new dimensional thinking apparatus. Now, notice this. Mother Earth. I know that's a dirty word for a Christian because they don't like to treat Earth like a mother. Well, that's where you came from. So you better start treating her good. You're part of the problem, and Christianity always looks at itself. Well, we're going to get out of here. We're going to hide our head in the sand. We're going to be raptured out. We're special. You're going to pay for your sins, what you're going to do. And until you get your head out of your rear end and start pushing this load toward the height that is expected out of you, which is the gamma thinking apparatus in your mind, we need to be wired back in. It's turning on us. Earth is turning on us. She's reeling and rocking. She's in upheaval. Mankind is now finding himself fighting every day for survival, fighting to find a job. The Earth is turning into something like an alien planet. We're no longer able to recognize her. She's angry. She's spewing and belching fire. There's a reason. It's devastation. It's a distinct possibility that we could become victims of the Earth being destroyed. That's possible if all this beta thinking, if we can't get above the thinking that we have in a mass consciousness, we are going to become victims of what we say and express and think. For a man is a victim or blessed by as he thinks. So let's change our ways. Let's move into the pole shift of consciousness, a higher consciousness. We know that massive floods and earthquakes and tsunamis and disrupted weather patterns and doomsday scenarios that we're hearing, that's what the government wants you to hear. They want you to be afraid. They want you to be person that's afraid can be controlled. And so they're going to keep this going in the beta thinking because they can operate, the children of darkness can operate better in the lower rate of expression, which is beta. They want you to stay there. They don't want you to move out and to head into the year of 2012, hopefully, and we're going to see 2013. But if you believe some of these doomsday prophets, we're not going to have a chance. The government is digging into the earth. They're hiding. They're building concentration camps for the discontent. And we're breeding this by mass consciousness controlled by the children of darkness. Let's break it. Let's come together even more so as the day approaches. Let's stop, look, and listen for Yahweh. It's that still, small voice that he's wanting to hear. Set aside 15 minutes every day of your life. I've done this for over 50 years. I have set aside some downtime to seek Yahweh in at least a upper echelon mind frame. Quiet yourself. Go into the wave and catch it and ride to the heavens as high as you can go. Each time you can go out, just like swinging, you'd be sitting on the front porch of heaven swinging, thinking about Yahweh and enjoying your heavenly ride. Yahweh bless you. There's hope for us. Let's hang on. I'll be back here tomorrow night on WWCR at 9 o'clock with part 2 of the calendar. The great self, we call it, the greatest self in history, is Satan hijacked the time calendar. Once he took us out of time, it was no problem to control the mind. If you get on the time frame, quiet yourself on the day that Yahweh told you to be still and know that he was Yahweh, you can get back in this spiritual game. You can dig your way out of the darkness of the black hole in the center of the universe at the point of crossing, where Satan and his angels are going to come upon the earth in the latter days and rule. Are you ready? You'll need the gamma waves to outthink him in that time, because he's a thinker and he knows how to think to deceive the very elect if possible. I love you tonight. I've enjoyed being with you. I've really enjoyed this series. I really look forward to anticipating something good as well as something bad. Choose this day which one you want it to be. I said that maybe sitting in a stockade or a prison wouldn't be too bad for some people. So they'd have to steel themselves and listen and depend totally upon him. That's the extreme. I hope it never happens to you in your lifetime. I hope that you never have to see war on this continent. Now, the Civil War is the last war that we fought here, and we've been war-free, except among our own selves. We've waged war in foreign lands, and some of it was wrong. Some of it could have been right, I don't know. But I believe all war, I think war is necessary for righteousness. War on the side of righteousness. Think on the side of righteousness. You can write me, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, zip 37874. Let me give it to you again. Pastor Buddy, that's all you need. Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. And you can call me, if you would like, tonight. I'm live around the world on 423-351-1082. Now that's 423-351-1082. You can go to our website, Brother Bob. Man, he's got it right up to snuff here just about it. You can go to our website, oneyahweh.com. That's one, oneyahweh.com. oneyahweh.com. And you can find a lot about 20 and 12. We've got about 26 hours, I think I counted, when I started doing this series. We've already done about 26 to 30 hours on this subject. This is the beginning of a series that we don't know how long we're going to go on WWRB. We don't know how long we're going to calendar count on WCR. But you don't want to miss tomorrow night. I promise you, you're going to be blessed by finding out who stole our time and who brought darkness over our eyes that we can't see the lunar cycles. Yahweh bless you, and Yahweh purposely helped you to know that by being passed from death unto life, that you'll have a purpose in Yahweh, and you'll know His truth, you'll be led by His truth, and you will be blessed by His truth. You shall know the truth at the upper levels of your conscious mind going into the subconscious world of the
four beasts saying, come and see.
Gamma waves that await you in the higher country. Happy sailing through the cosmic. Yahweh bless you. I'll be back here tomorrow night live on WWCR. Sleep, if you will, about a day. WWCR, I'll see you then. Yahweh bless you, and I love you.
The hairs on your arm will stand up. At the terror in your sip and in your sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup? Or disappear into the potter's trap? Righteous.